Hi, Femma.
Okay, we're back. Slight glitch in the matrix. Dean comes in right away. Okay. Yeah, thank you, everybody. I guess that was just a little test of patience.
And did you know, though, hearing? Did you know that you were disconnected?
Yeah, I knew. I just had to dial back in.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Good. I don't always know, but thank you for...
No, I know.
I don't always know, so I'm glad. I appreciate that this is a group effort. But anyway, I did know that time. Good. So it's just kind of funny because when I was meditating and looking at the astrology and everything for today, the message I was getting from our master is, and from the angels and from the guides that are here with us, there's many, the only path we can walk that's going to make us happy, no matter the chaos of the world, is being connected with our own sattvic or angelic or truth self. And yeah, this planet is a difficult walk, or can be a difficult walk, or has been a difficult walk. And the only way to make it through, and the most important point, is to make it through carrying and expanding our own angelic sattvic essence. So how do we do that, and how do we keep it all together amidst the chaos and amidst the change of ages and amidst the goddess energy being trampled along for 6,500 years? So we have our challenges. So we'll talk a minute about the astrology, and then we'll talk more about being able to stay in our own, focus on our own self and our own uplifted frequency. So in terms of the astrology, we have the black moon Lilith, which is the shadow side of the goddess, or the power of the goddess, the moon. It's the power side that's either being expressed or repressed. So this energy of expression or repression of the goddess is basically bubbling up. And so if you imagine like a primordial slime you've seen in movies maybe, where there's really no life on Earth, or maybe there's even the dinosaurs are here, and you see these bubbling pools of primordial slime. That's the image that I have, that the energy of the goddess has been trampled on so much that she's been relegated to primordial slime, and now she's starting to bubble up. The earth, the goddess energy, repressed feelings, anger, grief, all these things that haven't been embraced, living in oneness with nature, being crammed into cities, it's just boiling. So not to minimize the difficulty of being on the planet at this time and maintaining a spiritual or high vibration focus, but just to understand whatever we do, our master's telling us, and he's smiling and nodding, he's saying, yeah, just to understand that whatever we do to uplift the planet, that they're working with us, and we're working with each other, and it's getting amplified. And it may not look, from the bigger view, that we're making an impact, but we are making a huge impact. And what I was experiencing the other day, recently, Diwali, Festival of Lights, happened in India, which I really haven't tuned into that much before. However, somebody put something on Facebook about Diwali, and I saw this picture of someone celebrating Diwali, an Indian friend of mine, and with lights and everything, and it was almost as if I went into a vision. I felt like as if I was in just a dark room with no lights on, and I was just there waiting. And then when I was taken into the field of the light, of the Diwali energy, there was an electric energy, and I was being shown my way through, and I was being shown these different goddess temples and sacred spaces on the earth where the goddess energy, where people used to go to worship the goddess and get connected with the earth and get in oneness with nature and feed the birds or, you know, however that showed up. And there was groups of people doing that, and that was the center, the core of the culture, that how suppressed that had been. So it's almost as if it was like through the looking glass, like on one side there was darkness, as if I was under it, as if I was being trampled on. And then on the other side, when I was shown the vision and almost like lifted out of my body and taken to another place, I saw this light just raining down to awaken the goddess, to awaken the earth. And I was being shown to go to these different sacred places on the earth and these temples, and with our group, whoever wants to join, that with our power that we can and that we are awakening the goddess frequency on the planet. And it may be that we're going through some anger energy. It may be that we're feeling frustrated. The goddess has been suppressed in ourselves and around us. It may be that it seems like, you know, the myth of Sisyphus, we're pushing a boulder uphill against the culture that is so forgotten how to make the celebration of life and the honoring of life the center of our whole reality. So that just showed me all these new frequencies that are being rained down upon the earth, and how do we connect those frequencies so that we don't get discouraged and we don't, you know, feel like we're walking alone and getting really overburdened. And so what I've been working with in my myself and my yoga classes is helping people really connect with the frequency of their soul and how they do that. So we'll talk more about that. And Yogi Bhajan's saying that's the only way out, that you may be walking through mud and the whole planet may seem like mud to you, really heavy and chaotic and people killing each other. But you don't have to be mud. You don't have to get your winged feet dirty. That you can float in a way that you can stay in your own light. And the only way that to really feel successful for yourself is to feel that you're successful staying in your own light. And then whatever we do to help the planet and help others comes from that strength, that courage, that determination to stay in our own sattvic nature. Ooh, I don't know what that was. Okay. So, it's difficult. It's probably the most difficult task to bring the light of the soul into the density of 3D, into the density of the body, because it's like trying to squeeze a size 12-foot shoe, something like that, a big foot into, like, you know, Cinderella's glass slippers or something. Like, you've got the foot of a giant, and you're trying to squeeze it into a glass slipper because that's what looks pretty, that's what looks nice. But maybe we do have the feet of giants, and we need to trample on some things, you know, and stamp some things out. I don't know, but that's the biggest challenge. How do we get enough light from our souls in the cells of our physical body, and how do we have enough so that we're streaming light and we stay connected to our own sattvic or intuitive nature, knowing that we're basically in this body, we have three gunas, the tamasic, the rajasic, and the sattvic. And the tamasic is the animal nature, so I think we see that around us on the planet. Yogi Bhajan, I heard him say one time, see that guy over there? How stubborn he is? He was a donkey in his last lifetime. So you don't know if that's like really true or not, but it's sort of funny. And it's not like judging anybody. It's just to understand that each person has to choose how they're going to walk in the light of their own soul in order to be able to make it through on the planet and to help ourselves and others. And, you know, then the rajasic nature is, that's people can be royal, they can be kings, they can be in charge, but they're really concerned about staying in power. So out of this state of mind, people do have power, but then they want to conquer and rule and kill and all those other things. And there's a lot of emotion and being right. So it's a step up, but it's still not the angelic nature of our soul. And our soul is pure light that wants to come into our body, and it's asking us all the time, can I come in, can I come in? And when we focus on that our soul wants to come into our body rather than whatever's happening around us, now we're going to be into our angelic nature and manifesting that nature. So that's where we have the unified personality. That's where we can unify our personality back with our divine nature. And the color's green, heart chakra, and that's where we listen to our intuition. My intuition just said, you better wake up, it's 1 o'clock. And that's where we get connected to the fifth dimension into the sixth dimension, into our God self. So the reason I'm talking about this is basically this is what the astrology is saying. We've got this black moon Lilith, the dark side of the moon, and it's conjuncting with Mars, actually yesterday, and it's moving out of the conjunction with Venus. So Mars is, let's move forward, the masculine energy. You know, let's get this going. Let's express these frustrations. Let's pay attention to this darkness, how the divine feminine has been suppressed for 6,500 years. So that's what my vision was about. So you might find yourself feeling frustrated, or you might find yourself feeling angry, and that's good. It's good to feel these repressed energies rising up in you, and so that you can use the Mars energy to move forward. You can use them to move whatever needs to be moved inside you and in the world around you as that flows out of you. So we've got the Sun squaring Neptune and Mercury squaring Chiron. So Sun squaring Neptune. So a square is something has to give. So there's light being shed on the dream, the Neptune's the dream or the 12th house, Pisces. So the Sun is again illuminating what's real, the Sat Nam, what's the thought, what's the truth, what's the reality, and what's just a dream. So the reality is we're divine beings. And the dream is that we're conquered slaves, and we're living, the matrix of culture on most of the planet is a nightmare. So Sun squaring Neptune, wake up from the nightmare and move into the dream. Mercury squaring Chiron, use the mind, the power of the mind to heal, and let's see if we can't work out this whole energy into the expansion of consciousness. So we've got these Sun, Mercury, this Neptune energy. So Neptune is the dream, so it can come into reality and be stable, be stabilized, or by the light of the Sun, or it can dissolve into chaos. So right now we just have so many false matrix energies just dissolving into chaos, which of course can affect us feeling really chaotic and down and all that kind of stuff. So with this energy, we have, you know, we have these things awakening inside ourselves and awakening on the planet, and where are we going to look? So we look to who we really are. We look to the light of our soul, and it sounds a little amorphous to say, oh, light, what's light? It's not formed. We're here to give things form. So what form does that light want to take inside our bodies? What form does that light want to take with our thoughts? How are we going to use our mind to elevate our thinking? How are we going to use our mind to direct our thoughts to magnify the soul? So that's really the challenge of the human existence at the time, is how people use the power of their mind. So once we leave the physical body, the mind reverts back to the universal mind. We no longer have an individual mind. We only have our soul and our subtle body, our experiences that we can look at from the vantage point of the universal mind, the mind of God. But right now, when we wake up to the light of our own souls, we can wake up to the fact that we are living in, or have the possibility to wake up to the fact that we're living in the mind of God, except maybe it can't get through. It certainly isn't getting through to everyone. So when we feel that we're living in the mind of God, then now we can switch our finite mind into the universal mind. Now we can switch our limited thinking into the expanded infinite thinking and align. And when we align with that, our mind with the mind of God, the universal mind, that now we're connecting with the light of our soul, because our soul is of the divine. Our soul is of God, is of our God self. So we start with aligning the mind with the universal mind. So when things happen and we notice our thinking, it's like we can say, okay, is this the mind of God thinking? You know, is this my soul thinking, or is this matrix thinking or habitual thinking, or, you know, what's going on with my thinking? Or is there something that an emotion or a feeling that's been repressed in me that I need to express so I can move the energy and then move back into more pure thinking? So that's what I'm saying with this Black Moon Lilith. A lot of repressed feelings can come up. So just be aware of that and let them move through you. Let the emotion of that move through you. So let's go ahead and breathe into that. And Black Moon Lilith is in the sign of Libra, and we've got 10 more months of that. So Libra's what? Ruled by Venus. Harmony, balance, relationship. And relationships are what? Relationships are mirrors. So what are we learning? What's being mirrored back to us? What are we mirroring for others? So if you think that this whole earth is really just a big mirror, you know, what are we looking at and how are we looking at things? So, you know, we can look at the tragedies with compassion, which I'm sure, you know, everybody on this phone call does. Or, you know, we can think that people are basically awful and terrible, but the reason that the Matrix is broadcasting all these, you know, images is because if people look at that and feel bad about that, then the power of their minds amplifies the negativity on the planet. So again, it's like noticing, just dealing with our own feelings and not going into amplifying whatever it is around us that is the dream dissolving, the Neptune dissolving. So let's just look for a minute at a couple of the energies of the Matrix that are coming up for dissolution with that Neptune squaring the Sun. So it could be coming up for ourselves or for others to release. So these are just to release. So there's birth trauma. So you might have some of that coming up, like the disconnection when we come into the body from the soul, and how that gradually over time gets more and more disconnected in most people. Well, how can we get more connected to our soul and not disconnected? Well, birth trauma may be there. So, you know, we have a lot of rebirthing things we can do, and just notice you can do the connected breath yourself when you're lying down, so you can move that through your body. And then there's like the parental disapproval syndrome. So these are things inside ourselves that if we feel somebody else is telling us something and we feel really emotional about it, something that we don't like, maybe we have had a lot of disapproval in our lives. That's a really important one too. And then the unconscious death urge, like relating more to our fears than to the infinity of our soul. And there's karma, our karma. A lot of people have come to the planet without karma, but the karma of other people that have come that we either feel or pick up, trauma from school, religious trauma. So there's all these different things with that Sun square Neptune that are really getting shaken loose right now. So that's what I'm saying. If you have an opportunity to have a bigger context for just what's getting loosened up right now and know like where we're going, we're here to awaken life on the planet and to walk on a planet that will become a planet of peace and beauty. We're not sure when completely, and it will be a planet of mastery in the future. that we're the first ones in the water. We're showing the way. So that's the challenge at this time. And as we step into the challenge, we also gain courage and strength and get closer to our own mastery, get closer to the light of our own soul. So in the classes that we've been teaching, so we've been working with helping people get connected to the light of their souls and their body, and understanding that as we breathe in and expand our ribs out to the side, and lift up on the diaphragm and move into the suspended breath, that is the fastest way to connect with the light of the soul, because that releases the thoughts, constant thinking from the mind, the suspended breath. The mind follows the breath, but when you're suspending your breath, you get a relief, you get a little period. And then the more that when we breathe, we can lift up, and it really helps to expand the ribs out to the side as well as lifting up on the diaphragm. When we can get that relief from the suspended breath, then our soul has an opportunity to flood our body. So what we're really looking for is to flood our own bodies with the light of the soul, which is the connection with the divine, which is the connection with who we really are, which is our way out. And then we're not, as Yogi Bhajan says, prisoners of the ribcage. So that's really what we're working with. And once we can move into that fourth dimension, fifth dimension, sixth dimension, so the fourth dimension is polarity, understanding that creation is here because of polarity, so 3D is duality. Then we step into the consciousness of creation, polarity. Fifth dimension is the experience of oneness. So moving into that feeling of oneness, that there's a bigger energy. We're living in the field of oneness. We're living in the mind of God. And the universe responds to us. And then we move into the sixth dimension, knowing that we're co-creators with the divine. And that's where we get the intuition and guidance and know what to do. And when we get that light coming through us, then that's what sustains us, the light of the soul, the light of the divine. So we're really looking for divine sustenance at this time. We're looking for divine food. And that's the biggest need. Yogi Bhajan is saying, that's what you need more than anything right now. He said, you may think you need this or that, but what we really need right now is we really need to eat the food of the divine. And when I had that vision and I felt this divine light and I saw it, it was like the 4th of July, like all these lights were going out. And I saw the light and I saw the connection between when the goddess had been worshipped on the earth, and that light returning, but even in a more powerful way. And I saw that it's coming in, and that we can catch that light and fly in that light and move in that light and be ecstatic and elevated by that light, by connecting with the mission of what's wanting to come through, the light that's coming through onto the planet right now. I just moved into this feeling of relief. And then the problems that have been created from some of the traumas I just talked about it a minute ago, like that come out of that, like low self-esteem or being in bad situations or allowing people to abuse us or being whatever, some kind of, you know, AA, DA, I don't know what, NA, all these different dependency meetings that they have to get people out of their addictions. When we move into receiving directly the light of our own souls and what's being sent through that, the transmissions through that, it handles low self-esteem. It handles these different problems. So the only way out of problems is really to get into that 4D, 5D, 6D sacred geometric configuration with the mandala of your own soul. And once that happens in sixth dimension, then that's where, so if you imagine a mandala, then that's where when you put the peace, the light of your own soul in the mandala of the divine creator, what happens is that's where you start spinning with the universe. And when you activate your chakras, the chakras spin, the kundalini spins. So we want to get into a divine spin and out of a matrix bin where we're being spun around. We want to insert the light of our own soul in the matrix of the mind of God, to use the word, and to take it out of the focus on the lower frequencies and not give energy to that. So that's basically what this astrology is saying. We've got all this Libra energy and, you know, and this Mars energy, and how are we going to bring this beauty onto the earth? And that's how we bring it onto the earth, through that activation of our own souls and our own bodies. So what does Guru Nanak tell us? Guru Nanak tells us that the most important goal of a human life is to experience oneness with God. So Guru Nanak, at that time, said people were too worried about earthly stuff. So he's moving to that feeling of oneness. So that's what I'm talking about. It's fine to say, oh yeah, I'm moving to the feeling of oneness, and you're like, wait, I'm feeling alone, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that. So to move into a suspended breath and feel the light of your own soul, and then connect that light with the streaming light of the divine, your intuition. That's how to feel the mind of God, the oneness. And then to think about whatever it is, have whatever thoughts you're having, and then have the thought, what if I'm connecting my finite mind with the infinite mind, how would the light of my soul view this? How would the light of the divine mind view this? And allow those thoughts to come in so we can reprogram on our own minds, and we can direct our own thinking so that we can become more aligned with our own soul. So that's the only way to experience the oneness. And so to move into that, to move into that space with every breath is obviously the challenge. So we'll just set up a little, those of us, just go ahead, set up that as a challenge, and then allow other things to come to you. Allow that to be the calibration that allows whatever else we need on the earth to filter through that. And then that's the opposite direction of how the matrix teaches us, how we're taught by school or whatever. So he said to shift your focus to the light of your soul and allow your soul to direct, the light of your soul to direct what comes to you, through you, around you, and how you navigate this, as they say, terrible world ocean. So let's just breathe into that again. So lift up on your diaphragm and lift your rib cage way up to the side. Your rib cage, both sides. Beautiful. So what we're doing is we're converting dense matter into angelic matter. We're converting desire to the desire to be an angel. And we're converting anger, being angry that we want to be more angelic. How can we do that? And be greedy for more light. Be greedy for more light of your own soul. Be greedy for more divine thoughts. And attach to the values of your infinite self. So that's a little practice for us, and we have a hold the intention of healing the goddess on the planet, connecting with the Diwali vision to bring the light, the awareness, the consciousness back onto the planet, and walk on our own light, and know that everybody on the planet is choosing, has free will to choose how they walk on the planet, and not everybody's going to be walking in the light of their own soul. Some are going to stay in their tamasic nature, no matter what we do, and some are going to stay in their rajasic nature. And we can choose to walk in our angelic nature. So, to activate the angelic nature of the goddess on the planet, we'll do a few minutes of Adi Shakti. and then we'll take it from there.
Thank you.